Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Kropp.
Hey, welcome everybody. It's the end of the week, and you know what that means. It's Freedom Friday here on Political Coffee. That means that I, as your very humble radio talk show host, to give you... I did that tongue-in-cheek, folks. Give you the freedom to call and talk about anything politically you want to talk about today. Doesn't matter what it is. Could be national, could be international, could be about, did we really shoot down a drone? Or did we just jam its guidance? And I mean, that's sort of like shooting it down, isn't it? Or, as the Iranians say, we shot down one of our own. Yeah, like you would believe those people. Or maybe you want to talk about Trump. Send her back. His walking back of the send her back. And the, of course, the news media setting him up and going after him. Does it matter? But does it also make you feel like that's what ought to happen? America, love it or leave it. Did you see that, by the way, on the church? No kidding. That church, it's on Drudge Report. If you haven't seen it, there's this church that put in their billboard out front, if you want to call it that, America, love it or leave it. Is that not the right thing to say? I mean, would that have been a better chant? I mean, I get lock her up when it comes to Hillary Clinton, because I think it's quite obvious that there are two systems of justice in America. And that she clearly exemplifies that. But no, I think it's also clear that she committed crimes, and I hope someday she's held accountable for that. But lock her up is different than send her back, isn't it? But maybe it's better. Maybe all the crowds at these Trump rallies should start saying, love it or leave it, love it or leave it, love it or leave it. What do you think? It is Freedom Friday. Lots of Oregon news we're going to talk about, because this all impacts your life, your culture, your future. Not only that of yours, but everybody you love, everybody you work with, such as the two PERS reform measures that go forward, one by Governor Ted Kulongoski, actually by both of them, both by Governor Ted Kulongoski and former Democrat turned Republican Rhino, former Oregon Senator Chris Telford, who was deposed by Tim Knope. There's also a safe firearms storage measure that they're trying to get on the ballot. Now, we haven't seen the language of it yet. At least I haven't. That's a story in the East Oregonian newspaper today. So let me ask you that question. Are you okay with a safe firearms storage measure? Are there limits to that? So what if you don't secure your firearms? It gets stolen from your home, like many are, and it's used in the commission of the crime. Normally, the way these things have gone before, and the way that they've tried to say it before, it put it forth in terms of a concept previously, the one that they had was that if you didn't lock up your gun, you were liable. Imagine that. You are the victim of a crime, and now you become guilty. Would you support that? What do you think? 503-589-1220. Now, these are all interesting questions, and believe me, they do impact your life. Maybe you want to talk about flush down Kate Brown. I think next week we'll probably have the local captain involved in that effort on the air with us. Do you support it? Do you think it's right? Do you think it has any chance of success within 90 days? I mean, the Republican Party's doing it. And then there's the separate effort, flush down Kate Brown. Seems like that's like they ought to be coordinated. In fact, I got an email from Avis about that. But we can talk about all of this today, or none of it. What do you want to talk about? 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. And emails to Jeff at 1220.am. So I find it interesting that so much has been said about this that I really don't want to talk about it a whole lot, other than yesterday, the Trump 2020 election, how big of an influence do you think it's going to be in Oregon? Now, there are some people that are scared of it. Some Republicans. Some business groups are really scared of it. Which is why I want to share with you a little bit more about why the main business group that was going to be providing money for the sales tax repeal petition walked away. They were okay, actually, with a special election in January, because it could be more focused on what is likely to happen. Now, the problem is that the legislature gets to write the ballot title. This is the difficult thing, and I'm going to get to what could potentially happen in the future, because I don't want you to think that it's been abandoned, because it hasn't. It's just going to be redirected. There's another idea that we're working on. I say we because I am an integral part of that effort. I can't tell you a whole lot about it right now because we're really just beginning this process. But part of the process is getting a good ballot title. Because here's the reality. What we've learned over the years is that a good ballot title, well, it really means about 20 percentage points of voting for or against. Now, you would think that that wouldn't be the case, right? But it is. Because most people who are voting in Oregon, and I hate to say this, but it's really true. Most people that are voting in this state are, well, they really just look at the ballot title and nothing else. They don't read the actual text of the measure, and they don't read many of the arguments for and against, which quite frankly tells you a lot, as much as it does if you know the groups for and against and the people involved. Yeah, you're probably not going to join with them and vote for something. But the ballot title's everything. In this case, the tax, and caller, hang on, because I'm going to get to you in just a moment. The tax repeal, the sales tax repeal measure, the legislature cooked the books. In that, they get to write, according to this, another one of these bills that they passed in the last day of the legislature, they get to write the ballot title. Now, that truly is the fox guarding the hen house. The same people who have gamed the system to pass it not once, but twice, the tax portion of the sales tax. The same people that did that now get to write the ballot title. Can you trust them? No, you can't. Can't even come close. If they're going to do that, what else will they do? Well, they're regressive totalitarian Marxist folks. The ends justify the means. Did not Engels and Marx say that? Of course they did. So that means what? They'll do anything to win. So I want you to be understanding about something. Part of the reasoning for the group backing off, the business group, of the repeal is a whole host of things, one of them being that the legislature gets to game the ballot title. It's not going to be a fair ballot title. You know that. Yeah, we can argue about it in front of the Oregon Supreme Court, but you know the Oregon Supreme Court just like I do. What do you think? You think they're going to give us a fair ballot title? No. So the thinking is that Donald Trump, it's better not to have a measure on the ballot when Trump is being decided is the main thing on the ballot across the country. Are you afraid of that? Do you think that that's right? There are business people who are. Believe me, I was on a conference call with some of them yesterday. Should we be afraid of that? Do you expect that Trump could win here? Now, the Republican effort to get Kate Brown recalled, when would that happen? If that is successful, this measure by Kulongoski and Telfer, these two measures, rather, to limit PERS, and they're pretty mild. If they get on the ballot in November of 2020, what fate would they have? What do you think? 503-589-1220. Let's go to our caller. Caller, good morning. Who are you, and what's your opinion today on Freedom Friday?
Hello?
Good morning.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. And what's your name?
My name is Cynthia.
Hi, Cynthia. What do you think today on Freedom Friday?
I think I'm glad it's Freedom Friday. And I've listened to your show for about a year and a half. My dad grew up in Washington, and my whole life I knew we were going to retire up here in Oregon. And I'm trying to live every day with, I was 10 years with a vet that died of suicide. And all this tax stuff and all this crap, I think of him when he would listen to the national anthem, he'd stand up straight, put his hand over his heart, and say he loved America. And I don't understand all the rest of this because I live every day. I get up, I miss him, and I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do about there's nobody to talk to when you're the one left over. Because I can't even listen to stuff sometimes now, all this patriotism, because I think about him and how he served and how he came back. He was on a ship that burned, and he carried out some dead people. He was on the Forrest Hall, and he came back, and he died on the street. And he was going to come up to Oregon, and he would be going crazy right now with all his politics, and I can't believe you answered my call, because my dad listens to your show, too.
Well, Cynthia, first of all, thank you.
I don't know what to do for the leftover. I don't know where do I go. I want to volunteer. I want to help, but all I do is miss him every morning, every night, every single day. I think about his fighting spirit, and this stuff, it all doesn't matter. The money doesn't matter. The taxes don't matter. This bull crap, he would be going crazy. He's been dead for a year and a half, and it breaks my heart every day. And I have it written down. It says Art. He goes, Art, the guy that calls every day, he's blind. My grandmother was blind. And he goes, it would be a logistical nightmare to go to the protest. And when I heard that in the morning, I was listening, and I thought, I would take him. I'd hold his hand, and I'd take him,
So it sounds to me, Cynthia, like you're looking for a place to put your energy into as a way of honoring
everything he cared about. When you get left behind, I'm one of the ones left behind. They don't talk about us.
You know, you're
I'm
right.
The
largely,
other end of when he died
right
on the street.
So,
and he served this country, and he died.
So are you doing anything now? Are you doing any volunteer work?
Not yet. I've been too much in pain to do it, but I want to.
Well, Cynthia, we've got to go to a break. So, Cynthia, thanks for calling. We've got to go to a break. Let me ponder this for a moment, and I'll have something for you when we come back from the break. It's 6:20 in the morning.
Can I stay on
the Freedom home? Friday. Thank you, Cynthia. Appreciate you and your dad listening. Back in a moment.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
22 minutes past the top of the hour. So let me respond to Cynthia's thoughts and her questions. You know, I it's interesting that she brings up what I think is an important point. We rarely hear about or even talk about or hear anybody talk about support for the people who are left behind. I'm going to say that people that we've lived with who have PTSD, mostly from military service or maybe even from, being in law enforcement or fire. It's one of the reasons in Oregon that we let cops and firefighters retire early. And, you know, I spent 12 years in the fire service as a line firefighter. And then another, this last 16 years as a member of a fire board in a rural fire department. I've seen plenty of things that I experienced, and I know a little bit about PTSD. Post-traumatic stress disorder. Anytime you engage in activities that are outside of the norm, that truly impact people's lives, it does impact you. And you live with it the rest of your life. You're never the same. I was never the same having gone to war twice as a civilian, but embedded broadcaster with Oregon National Guard Combat Infantry Units, Rangers, both in Iraq and Afghanistan. Changes you. The experiences I experienced as a firefighter and some of the things I saw and participated in, it changes you. Now, how you deal with it means everything. And the people, you see, it's not just the person who experiences it that deals with it. It's the people that are important in your life that care about you. It's your spouse, your significant other, it's your children, it's your mother and your father. Because you see, it impacts them. Because they care and they love about you. And how do they, after that person is gone, how do they deal with it? Now, it's a different kind of pain to have them leave this life because of suicide. You know, every day we hear the statistic that 22 veterans commit suicide every day in America. That's a stunning figure if you think about it. Why is that? And then what happens to those that are left? So let me share this with you from my personal perspective of a guy with some form of PTSD myself, and how I have dealt with it, and how I think that, Cynthia, you and others that are in your place that maybe don't feel like you have a support system, how you could deal with it. And the first thing that I will say is put your faith and your trust in a higher power, and I mean God. And whether that is in an organized religion or it is just you picking up the Bible, which is God's word, it's my belief, turn to Him. Because you see, faith is about hope. Because life does throw these things at us. Sometimes we have to get engaged in things that are difficult and unpleasant. And by faith, you can deal with them in a different way, with hope and belief, with grace and with mercy. So the first thing I would say is embrace faith. The second thing I would say is you're already kind of headed in the right direction. Sounds like for a year and a half since this happened, you have been in a difficult place. I get that. I can hear it in your voice. And I understand what you're saying. There is no really support for you. And that's why I want to go back to point number one. Faith. Go to a church regularly. Go to a place where you feel like you kind of belong there. Because in doing that, other people will get to know you and will become a blessing and a support group for you. And you can pray with people, and you can spend time talking with people. And that is so important because it helps you make sense of it all through faith. The other thing then is getting involved with, and this is why I say it sounds like you're headed down the right road here, getting involved with giving your time to help other people maybe deal with their, maybe deal with the same thing you are. Because sometimes that is incredibly helpful. Let me give an example. I have a brother who is a recovering alcoholic and has been for 23, 24 years. I'm very proud of him for doing that. Out of his own recovery efforts, he's learned how to help other people recover. That's incredibly important. You can help, you can take the pain that you felt in your life and you can use it for good to help other people by helping them deal with the same thing that you're dealing with. That's a powerful thing, and it's a good thing. The other thing that I would say is keep yourself busy volunteering and giving to others. I remember what my mother has told me many times when my little brother passed away. He was only 3 years old. She had an incredibly hard time dealing with it. Still to this day, she does. She told me that she, one of the things she did is she threw herself into her work, into her family, keeping herself busy, working, doing other things, because it took her mind off of it. And I would encourage you to do that, engaging in a lot of volunteer work, because you're kind of headed that way anyway, because you mentioned that. I think that is very good, because it, again, it helps you feel like you're doing something meaningful. And I would say pledge that effort in memory of your veteran person who had to deal with all of that all of these years. Do it in their memory. Do it as a tribute to them and to their service. It is a powerful thing to choose to serve your country in this way. That's my best advice for you, Cynthia. And I will certainly pray over you. Pray for you. It's 6:30 in the morning. We're going to take a little bit of a break. We'll be back. Freedom Friday. What do you want to talk about politically? 5-8-9-12-20. Back. Come on.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Hi, it is 26 minutes to the top of the hour. Great to have you back with us on, well, a little politics with your coffee. Today's Freedom Friday. That means you can call and talk about anything politically that you want to talk about. Today it isn't have to be anything that I'm talking about. Could be whatever you want to get off your chest. Tell me what you think about all of the things maybe that have been bugging you or you think it is important. Maybe you support the recall petition effort against Kate Brown. Maybe you want to talk about the send her back chant that's on Fox right now. And what I like, love it or leave it, that's better, don't you think? Maybe you want to talk about Governor, former Democrat Governor Kulongoski, who joined me when I was serving in the House of Representatives in trying to fix PERS so that it doesn't have the negative impacts that it's having today on your local budgets, making your classrooms more crowded, leading Democrats to pass a sales tax, and then dealing with us underhandedly, trying to take away our right, literally, to repeal it as our Constitution gives us, take away our right to vote. And that's in essence what they've done. How do you feel about that, by the way? How do you feel about safe storage statewide initiative? It says you got to put your gun in a locked cabinet. Well, that's one thing, but what if that initiative makes you liable? If somebody breaks into your house, steals your gun, you're a victim, aren't you? But now if they use that gun in the commission of a crime, you become liable. How do you feel about that? It's Freedom Friday. What do you want to talk about politically? 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. By the way, this segment of the show, of course, is brought to you by our friends at Vim Natural Supplements and Body Care. They're down on South Commercial. You know, if you are curious about CBD, which is a compound that comes out of hemp, and you're just, I mean, it doesn't make you high. If you're curious about it, go down and talk to the folks at VIM. They can share with you what their customers share with them about it helps them. Certainly helped me. I think you ought to think about talking with the VIM Natural Supplements and Body Care. Let's go to the phones. We'll start with Art. Art, good morning, brother. How are you?
I'm great, Jeff. So, first of all, please give that dear sweet lady my email address. I would like to be her friend. All of us have our crosses to bear and our struggles to go through. And people need a friend, and this dear sweet lady needs a friend. And I might just say that, you know, evil is present in this world, Jeff, and her beloved person there, you know, evil kind of won out, which is very, very sad. You see it happening all the time. But this dear sweet lady needs a friend, and what she has to understand is what happened to her was kind of an evil thing. That guy had demons, and unfortunately, the demons won. But he's in heaven with God, and now his demons are gone. You and I both know that. But anyways, doggone it. Every time I call this week, I don't get to say what I want to say because something else crops up. And sweet lady,
well, today's your day.
But I got to say what I got. You got to let me tell you a couple stories, Jeff, because they're very important, and they go to, you know, us in America.
Okay, go for it.
But first, please tell me you will give that lady my email address, and I will contact her and talk with her.
I will. Cynthia, if you're still listening, Cynthia, email me, Jeff at 1220.am, and I will give you Art's email address because he wants to be your friend and wants to reach out to you. So, Cynthia, if you're listening, email me, and I'll forward to you Art's email address. It's Jeff at 1220.am. All right, Art, go for it.
Okay. I want to tell you two stories, Jeff, that people need to know about. Number one, two dear sweet ladies were killed in Portland by a dang criminal. He was driving 80 miles an hour on city streets. He was a convict. He actually was released and given parole. So three other criminals would go to jail, and this guy killed two women, Jeff, and we got to, you know, we definitely got to do something about our criminal justice system. And, of course, you know, we were talking about letting people out of jail and all that kind of stuff, and that's very, very important for us to keep fighting to get these criminals locked up instead of released and given deals to be able to kill other people. And the other story I want to tell, and it has to do with guns, there was a 61-year-old man who was disabled in his house, and four criminals broke into his house, and he had an AR-15, luckily, and he shot and killed two of these people. But these guys had guns. They had a doggone shotgun, and these laws that they're trying to pass in Oregon would make people with disabilities like myself vulnerable, because you got to have those weapons loaded and ready to protect you, because there's evil out there and there's criminals out there, and they want to break into your houses. They want to kill you, and they will kill you. And this guy got wounded by that shotgun, Jeff. But if he hadn't had that loaded AR-15, this disabled man would have been killed. And he didn't get killed. And that's why we need the right to keep and bear arms and be able to have them when the need arises.
Art, that's a great story, and it's a great point. And let me tell you that you've just, if there are political consultants listening that have half of a brain, they will take the story you just told and use it in persuading people, because these things may get on the ballot, okay? And if they do, then we have to fight to persuade people that they're bad ideas. And telling that story, or ones like it, are deeply emotional, and they drive home a point that I believe is a stronger point than any argument they can put forth on the other side. And that's how we win hearts and minds. Art, thanks for a couple of great stories. Appreciate that, and thank you for reaching out to Cynthia. Again, Cynthia, I hope that you're listening. Email me, jeff@1220.am, and I'll get you connected to Art. Rich, let's go to Rich, who's on the line. Hey, buddy.
Morning.
Welcome, and happy Freedom Friday.
Happy Freedom Friday. This gun control thing, it started on the East Coast. It's just nothing but gun confiscation. Statistically, they prove that nothing changes, only more people get injured because you can't defend yourself. So it's just a standard ploy by the left-wing socialists to do this, and it's just all about gun confiscation.
So here's an interesting thing in the story about this, Rich, is that they state in the story that 82% of Oregon's 503 firearm deaths in 2016, 82% of them were suicide. So let me ask you this question. In my lightning quick mind, Rich, if we are required to store our guns in a lockable safe, Who's going to have access to that safe, and how many lives is it really going to save if you're intent on taking a weapon and killing yourself because maybe you have PTSD or you're just depressed or something's going on in your life and you have a gun in your safe and it's your safe? How's that going to stop anybody from committing suicide?
It's 82%. The thing is, if you're going to commit suicide, you're going to do it no matter what you use, whether it's a car or jump off of a cliff or whatever. And I don't believe that statistic because when I sit down and read the Statesman Journal of the Oregonian, it seems like the majority of shootings are all gang-related. So unless they consider gang-related shootings a suicide, then maybe that number works.
I think that most firearm deaths, statistically, according to the federal government, are in fact deaths from suicide. You can't count that as, again, your point is well taken. Look at the Hart family that drove their car off the coast, killed everybody. That was suicide. I mean, if you want to commit suicide, you'll find a way to do it, whether it's with a gun or not. And forcing us to not have quick access to our guns, as Art has pointed out with that story that we've heard in this last week, I mean, that's taking away our rights. That hurts us.
Well, that's the intent, is confiscation. And they know that if someone's intent on doing suicide, they're going to do it. A friend of mine, his brother was a psychiatrist, and if he was still alive today, he'd tell you that his sad part about suicide people is they only ask for help once if they're really intent on it. And so when a person gets to that phase, they're going to do it one way or another.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. And that's where the issues of faith and in dealing with those demons that, and they are demons. I believe it's an evil. Tell you, Rich.
Oh yeah, it's just like anything else. I hate to bring it up, but like Senator Boquist's stepson, once it starts, any law in the books is not going to help. And the idea that we're now being penalized because of his unfortunate incident, I think is very disappointing.
It is indeed. Rich, thanks, brother. I appreciate you calling today and giving me your opinion on what matters to you. It's Freedom Friday. What do you want to talk about politically? You got something you want to get off your chest that's politics in nature? Give me a call, 503-589-1220, or shoot me an email to jeff@1220.am. I got an email, by the way, from Avis about the Republican Governor Brown recall petition. So they sent out how you can download it. And this is why you got to be so careful, because this is the story I'm going to tell you, this email, is really the essence of why you got to do this right. Avis says, quickly downloaded the 10-signature petition to take to a friend at the gym. It came out 2 pages. Got home, directions say the 2 pages must be front and back of the same page. And then she writes, it doesn't say where to return it to. Then I see the directions that say, don't download petitions and hand out to friends. I have neighbors who don't have computers. Email back to the GOP with the same query as above. I'll address that when we come back and get to Tim, who's offline, back in a moment.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It's 10 minutes till the top of the hour, and it is Freedom Friday. This is your last segment to call for this week anyway. And, well, talk about anything that you want to talk about that is political in nature. Doesn't matter what it is, and I give you the freedom to do that. That's why we call it Freedom Friday, because I only give you the freedom to do that on Fridays. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to jeff@1220.am. Let's go to the phones. We'll go to Tim. Tim, good morning. What do you have to say today, friend?
Well, we have issues about the national anthem, people getting on their knees like sports celebrities. I would love to see the military, they're in the audience, salute. Because there are so many in the military that attend those games, and they're in the bleachers.
Yeah, they are. You know, I'd love to see the broadcast television stations focus on those people and not show pictures of the ungrates, ingrates, whatever you want to call them, that are kneeling. And don't you find it interesting, Tim? I mean, I do. That they are disrespecting the sacrifice, and it's an enormous sacrifice, that gives them the right to disrespect them. I mean, don't you find that ironic, that they don't get that?
I don't think they understand it. But the problem is our country is so great that it makes people get away with that. And by letting them get away with it, they think they're right. So, we're just a great country. We're where everybody wants to be.
It is a great country. I mean, you think about it. You know, I got to tell you, and Tim, thank you for a great point. You know what, friends? The places you've been in the world, the places I've been in the world, you don't have the freedom to have talk radio. You don't have the freedom for us to go gather signatures or even really elect the people that represent us. I mean, that's this unique American experiment, this constitutional republic, had never been done anywhere, folks, ever. And the experiment, and it is an experiment. But yet, what is it based on? It is based on things like the idea that we have rights. Rights that are given to us by God, not by government. Government doesn't give you the right to have children. if you believe in God and creation theory, you believe God designed human beings to be able to do that. In the same way, God does give us the right to make choices in our lives. And so what are those choices going to be? I mean, we can either do good things or bad things, right? And I look at it. This is the greatest nation on the face of the earth. And yeah, we've got our challenges, but I'm telling you, compared to some of the places I've been in the world, this is a pretty cool place. Now, regarding, I mean, the opportunity for us to recall Kate Brown. I mean, I'm going to support that effort, but I really don't think it's a place that we ought to be putting in a tremendous amount of our energy. I mean, first of all, you have a very high bar of how to get the signatures there. I don't know that the Oregon Republican Party or anybody else has the financing to get this done. Because it costs money. Now, theoretically, if you send out a petition to every registered Republican household, maybe you could get it done. You know how much money that would cost? I don't think the Oregon Republican Party has that kind of money. I don't think they've raised that kind of money, unless I'm wrong. Now, it's not... The second thing is, what has Kate Brown done to deserve recall? Well, I think those of us who are political animals in this state would say, yeah, she's done plenty of things, and they've listed the reasons why. But what's the benefit of that? So let's say that they actually got it on, they got enough signatures, which means they've got to have about 315 or 320,000 signatures total to get 283,000 they need in 90 days. And that's, having tried to do these kinds of recall things with state legislators, that's really hard. That's why they need money to be able to make it happen quickly. I worry about the negative effects if it fails, if both efforts fail. I don't think there should be two separate efforts. I think they should be working together. They're not, as far as I know. So, Cynthia, I know you're listening, so please do this. Please try to send me an email. It's jeff@1220.am. I know you tried to call back in here, but it's jeff@1220.am. The bottom line is, with these kinds of efforts, you want to get, rather than print off 10-line petitions, because you got to do it just right. It's got to be on 20-pound paper, because if not, the Secretary of State's office will throw them out. So you can work really hard to gather a lot of signatures, not do it right, and get them thrown out. If you don't know what you're doing, if you don't know how to sign them, for instance, can you make corrections? No, you can't. You can't. The petitioners can. They can line people's names out, but you can't. You can't sign the petition as a petition circulator with a date on it and then have other people sign the petition after you've dated it to turn it in. They'll throw that out. I mean, there's a whole host of things here. That's why you really, the Oregon Republican Party's got to raise some money, or the other effort, flush down Kate Brown. They got to raise some money and send out official petitions. That's really the only way you do it. I've done this many years. And you will get a lot of effort that in and of itself will fail because you didn't do it right. And that's too bad, because it tends to discourage people. We do live in the greatest nation on the face of the earth, and we have the ability to do these kinds of things. We have the ability to talk about it, to debate them. And that's pretty cool, because in a lot of places you can't. Because if you do, if you criticize it, You just disappear and nobody ever sees you again. That happens all over the earth. America is a wonderful experiment. We are a constitutional republic. And that's why it's so important for us to talk about these things, but not just talk about them. Do something about them. Be active in them. There's more, friends. I'm just not going to be able to get to it today. I want to thank my friend Fred Thompson, New York Life agent. Folks, give him a call. He's a marvelous man, a great patriot, a great veteran, great person to do business with. I want you all to have a blessed and a wonderful weekend. Remember Cynthia. Pray over her life. We'll see you on Monday. Be blessed.